Hey. Hey. It's another V's getting ready for bed. Or I guess getting into bed. And I wanna talk to you. In the States, we're going into somewhat of a holiday weekend. That doesn't necessarily mean that everyone... Sorry, I'm putting on, chapstick. Or lip balm, I guess. It doesn't mean that everyone gets a holiday, but, I guess technically I do, even though I'll still be working on other stuff. But it's nice because I feel like the life that's happening around me slows down a bit. And that's really nice. I think that's my favorite thing about holidays. Like, I know that not everyone celebrates every single holiday, but one of the things that I really like about these times is even when I, you know, was working retail, which is not too long ago, typically there's at least a couple or maybe even just one aspect that slows down a little, whether it's traffic or maybe the grocery store, depending on the holiday, not Thanksgiving, but, you know, I feel grateful, and I feel like there are people that feel less on edge, and it makes me feel less on edge, so I like that a lot. The heat's gonna turn on here, because yes, it's still freezing here. It might be freezing where you are too. I've been hearing different reports from different places. I just got back a piece of art that I nearly cried, and I think I might even include it in this post with something clever, or at least I think is clever. It's probably just going to be really dorky or nerdy or something like that, because the redesign is almost complete, and I'm so stoked. What else? Still have audios that I need to edit and record. I'm so behind on collabs, y'all. Like, I've commissioned scripts, and I've written scripts, and I still have, and even art, and I haven't even recorded it yet. So, I have with Red, which you all heard, I hope you all heard a clip of the behind the scenes. We do that a lot. Red is the person I believe I've collabed with the most the entire time I've been doing this voice acting thing. And we prefer to do them live because it's a lot easier to edit and you can play off of each other a lot. And I think that the majority of the collabs that we've done together, we've written together in some way. I think maybe it's equal. I don't know. But whenever we get together and we're either going through our script or another script, we will sit there for a good, you know, 10 to 60 minutes just going through each line of the script and, you know, searching for mouthfeel and flow and how am I going to say this? What tone should it be? We might even stop in the middle of the script while we've already gone through the first, pass through of it and still change something because maybe we stumble or I stumble. I'm usually the one that's stumbling. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't, it sounds weird. I sound weird when I say that. And, but this one is, Fix actually reminded me that we didn't do a holiday collab, part of that was because Red had a bit of an emergency that she had to tend to at the end of the year, and also because I feel like I've just been constantly behind on everything, and people have been sick around me, and yeah, a lot of things. But I woke up one night, or maybe I wasn't even waking up one night, but maybe I was watching porn or something. I don't know. But I was watching, or I saw something that was just like, what is that sex act? And anytime I have a question about something porny or something anime, I immediately go to Avalon and I'm like, what does it mean when the guy does this? And we went on a Google search and found what it was. And I immediately messaged Red and I was like, we have to do this in an audio. We have to do this in an audio. And I had a title and I had most of the script done like 20 minutes later. And then I was like, hey, I'm super busy. Could you please like put this in a doc and then just, you know, write some things? And of course, Red is amazing. And so she did. And I don't even think we got to it like until another month or two later because of just scheduling and life. But we finally, we sat down and we went through that script that we wrote, assigned roles, and got it down pretty quickly, which was really nice because I love quick scripts. So I think we'll release that early on my Patreon. I think, maybe, I don't know. But it'll be a public audio for anyone wondering about that. And I do still have two Patreon audios I'm working on. They're still, I've got them down, but there are a couple of things that are rolling around in my head to, you know, I get into my head a lot about making sure that each audio is distinct enough from the last one. It doesn't have to be a huge change, but it does mean something to me when I feel like, okay, I've released this and then I release this the next week or whenever it is, and then think, yes, this is different. This is totally different. Even if it was two like girlfriend things or subby things or F-dom things, whatever. Anything like that, I want to feel like I'm not being boring. Speaking of being boring, someone left a comment on one of my Reddit posts. It was a preview post that I do. I like anytime I release a Patreon audio, I try and do like a little snippet and I'll put it on my profile page. And someone put a thing on there and was, or put a comment on there and was like, it sounded really positive, like, oh, this is so nice and, you know, I can't wait to listen to this. And then it was like, but no one in your community has commented yet, ouch, or something like that. And I felt bad because, you know, I don't ever want people to feel like they have to comment on my stuff. And I don't want people to feel like they're obligated to like things and all of that. And I do know that that helps me or helps my engagement and stuff because it's social proof and stuff like that. But I just figure a lot of you are really shy or, you know, for any number of reasons. So I never really thought about it. But then he said that and I was just like, I don't know. I had a bit of an existential crisis and was just like, well, maybe people don't like this stuff because, you know, then they would say something. But then I was just like, stop being crazy. I'm going to be grateful for every little bit of support that I get from each of you. And I'm not going to let that one comment get to me. So it's not ouch. It's just, you know. What else? I've already started working on March content. I think that's also what's messing me up, is I'm like so excited for March content that I'm kind of like, okay, what am I going to do with these last two? Because I have them. Like, I've got them so dialed, but I'm just so excited for March and to start recording those audios. Also because I have, like, art coming out for those. Like, I have a, hopefully the artist is still working on it, but I have a Mating Press art piece that's going to be coming out in March that I am excited for. And yeah, it's just a lot of art. I've been commissioning so much art, like trying to piecemeal these different sketches and partially complete pieces, just because I wanted to get that done, especially for so many of you that have been supporting my redesign efforts through Throne and just your words of encouragement. It means a lot, and it creates a sense of urgency in me to want to deliver something for you all. So we have some new emotes. I even did some roll emotes that I need to update. I think I need to add a couple of more of the tiers that are on Patreon. And I'm also getting some custom ones, and yeah, I just want to be able to provide more for you all. I want you all to have fun in the server. I want you to want to be there. And I don't know. I feel like I'm just rambling. There's no real agenda for this thing. I sort of had a panic this morning because of all of the things that are on my plate, just both, you know, in real life and family and work and in my porn life. And I was like, I need a calendar with post-its and thumbtacks, but then I need to figure out how I can mount it, because I can't just put it on the wall. And this is saying that adhesive strips, and it was the whole thing. And then I was like, okay, how can I simplify this? And so I got some post-its that are like by week, and I got some pens and some push pins. And I'm going to just try and start using that, because I need something visual when I'm getting dressed to, you know what, or remember what collabs I signed up for and things like that, until I can get the courage to have someone come over and help me mount it. I'm going to try and use a 3DO more. I have so many audio ideas that I put in my folders where I'm like, 3DO would be good here. And then sometimes I don't do it because I'll feel like the 3DO is good for some aspects. Like, it's good for, you know, the first 3 minutes or so. And then I'm like, okay, but then I'd want to switch to the other one. And I bought a device specifically for that, and specifically for this one audio. So I just need to get that one done. I might prioritize that over the weekend just to get it out, because I can't have ideas sitting in my head for so long. It needs to be real. How are you doing? What are we in? We're in February? Yeah, I can't even believe I'm talking about March already. I feel like it was just Christmas yesterday. Lewd art is coming. Very lewd. I also have a milestone on my subreddit right now. I think that we're 55% of the way there, where if we reach the subscriber milestone, I will get a custom manga-style panel done of V. If that's a really sucky reward, just, like, DM me, and I'll try and figure out something else, and by the time I do the next one, I'll tell you what it is. I'm kind of falling asleep already, which is good, because I didn't think I would be able to go to sleep. But I'd love to hear your thoughts about what I could be doing better. I do want to know, and I do want you to feel excited about what I have and want to stick around. One of the things I want to be, you know, really upfront about that I haven't been in a long time is, like, I know that there are, you know, times when I wish I was like, oh man, I really want to be posting every week on Patreon and every week here and every week there. And I'm just not that creator. I'm going to do my damnedest to get things done on time. And this year, you know, instead of just being like, oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to release and I'm just going to, you know, sort of wing it, I have made the conscious effort to tell you ahead of time, you know, what I'm going to release in the month. And that's both for you as much as it is for me, because I see it and I'm like, I have to do this because I'm holding myself accountable. But I'm still picking things that I want to do, which is the only way that I can really do this. Sorry, I just dropped the phone on my boob. And I thought about, like, okay, well, you should just do, you know, Patreon Saturdays or something like that. And I was just like, these are the sorts of things that can lead to someone burning out. And I don't want to do that. You know, I've seen people cancel really significant milestones or things that should be celebrated because they decided that they were going to go into overdrive and do so many things. And while I do work a lot, I have never been that creator. And I don't think I ever want to be that creator. I want to constantly be at my own pace, but still deliver something to you that you find meaningful and valuable. So thank you for sticking with me and being patient all the time. It will get done eventually. Have you been eating anything yummy lately? I need to do, you know, I'm still on that, you know, being better to my body this year. So if you have, like, yummy, healthy recipes or ideas or videos or whatever, put them in Cooking Fire. Let me know. I could seriously fall asleep right now. My eyes are heavy, which is wild. This is helping me sleep. Anyway, I've been getting little, like, anxiety tingles in my nose. That's usually the sign that it's going to spread all over my body and I'll feel all spooked. But I just do my breathing exercises and I'm good. Okay. I'm seriously falling asleep. More audios to come. Thank you.